Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. They're live. We're going to start with Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill of Shorewood?
Good morning, Matt. The unemployment statistics look terrific. The report that came out last week showed an addition of 531,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate fell to 4.6. So it's consistently falling this year, 2021. In fact, 5.8 million jobs have been added in this year alone. And then if you look into some of the details, you find some interesting subcategories. For example, restaurants is up 119,000 jobs nationwide. Now, this is strictly a result of people willing to go out because of the vaccination rate has stimulated this kind of in-service or in-person service job. Hotels, similarly, 23,000 jobs added. And then they went back and revised upward the September report. Remember, last month, the Bureau of Labor Statistics had reported 194,000 jobs, kind of a low number, and it looked like the economy was slowing down. They have revised that upward by 118,000 for a total of 312 for September. So September now looks like a reasonably good month. October is a terrific month. And if we can keep the COVID Delta Plus and all of the different variants under control, this economy is about ready to take off, especially now that we have the infrastructure bill. So I thought I'd call that in.
That is great news, Bill. Just to recap here, 531,000 jobs just added, unemployment rate down to 4.6%, 5.8 million jobs added this year alone, and revised totals for September that increase it by over 100,000 jobs. And I think you're right. You're tying it directly, and I agree with that, into Joe Biden's work in getting people vaccinated. People aren't going to go to restaurants and hotels if no one's vaccinated, but now they're vaccinated, and now they're going out, and it stimulates the economy. What the Republicans don't understand is all this crazy stuff about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and no masks and this kind of thing is that kills the economy. It kills the economy. And what sustains the economy and all these new jobs is what Joe Biden is doing on vaccinations and in general, very good work. Bill, thanks a lot for calling in. Terrific, terrific data. We're going back to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick of Madison?
A couple things, Matt. The last caller, too. You can throw on the heap the country reopening. That's going to stimulate the economy immensely, I think. But as to this Virginia thing, I'm not totally certain about McAuliffe. Look, here's a guy, in my opinion, that was about as boring as painting a wall and watching it dry. And I got the same idea from, quite frankly, from Feingold's last campaign against Johnson. You know, he was constantly telling this nice little story about, I visited every county in the state. I don't really care. You know, that was one from his past elections. You got to be counterpunching these kind of clowns like Johnson and going after everything. And he had a long record already, 6 years of nothing but, you know, stuff he could have climbed all over him on. And that's the problem with the Democrats. When they do good stuff, they need a PR person to get all this stuff, your last caller, and get it out there. Stand on the soapbox and tell people. And you know, McAuliffe, the other thing about him, just that I'm not Donald Trump, people are tired of hearing that too, in my opinion. Tell us what you're going to do. Not that, I'm slightly better than the other guy because I'm not him.
You hit the nail on the head, and I'll give you a little more history on that. You know, Russ Feingold, a great senator, you know, he gets beat, he comes back, and he loses. McAuliffe, great governor, and then and he's term limited, and he comes back, he loses. Tommy Thompson, I thought was a fine governor in many respects, comes back for the Senate, and he loses. You know, the guy that really killed me is Walter Mondale. You know, he's vice president of the United States. He comes and he runs, and he loses. I think that people can smell enthusiasm, and they can smell when it isn't there. I think people can sniff out real hunger for the job and new ideas. What happens with all these guys, you put up a big name, Walter Mondale, Tommy Thompson. You pick a big name, Russ Feingold, Terry McAuliffe. It ain't enough. And you're absolutely right. It ain't enough to say, I'm not Orange Julius or, you know, Orange Frankenstein. I'm not Trump. Okay, yeah, obviously you're not Trump. That's why if Trump runs again, you know, people are going to say, what old stuff are you peddling still? What old stuff are you peddling still? You need new ideas. You need new enthusiasm. Now, the sad thing about Youngkin is he's no good. Youngkin was a hedge fund guy or a venture. He was a vulture investor. He was a vulture investor, and McAuliffe had done great things as governor. You're right. McAuliffe said, don't vote for me just because I was governor, but I am going to tell you some things I did and what I do now. And I'm not just going against the orange man, the orange Frankenstein. Here's what I would do. Here's what I would do. And they frequently repeddle their old stuff, like with Russ Wright. Back in 1992, it was neat he went to all 72 counties. Well, a lot of guys go to all 72 counties. Okay. But in any event, you're right. We need enthusiasm. It had to come out, and it wasn't getting out. It was not getting out. But down there, the vulture investor gets in. The vulture investor gets in. The vulture investor gets in. And now we're saddled with him, and he is going to do what he can to screw things up. Bill of Economwalk, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. Great show as usual. Say, here's, I can't overemphasize this enough. We got to keep pushing, and I might even see if I could call people to let them know our displeasure. If Merrick Garland doesn't issue warrants right after these subpoenas, all this garbage is going to just continue, and it's going to get 10 times worse. If we don't stand up for democracy on a January 6th commission, it's over, Rover. I mean, it's not going to happen anymore. We have to take a stand. Now, let me just expound on one more thing. If Clayfish runs, which I think she is, we got to ask her how she's going to pay the Foxconn bill. The Foxconn bill is a shade under a billion. And what I'm talking about is they had to prepare that area, and it cost over $800 million for a promise that never happened. And talking about her, we also got to ask Voss, how is he going to pay us back for his false investigation? You know, we have to hold these people to the feet to the fire. I mean, they're such a joke. I mean, I know Becky's husband only too well, better than I need to, Joel. And I'll tell you what, make sure he's facing you. Don't let him get behind you, because look out. And I hope he's listening, because he knows who I am only too well. So if we want these kind of characters in office, then let's just roll over and play dead. But if we don't, let's make a real good stand, and let's expose them for what they are. You do a great job, Matt, but you do a better job as our lieutenant governor. Thanks, and have a great day.
Dynamite stuff, Bill. We're going to a break. I'm going to respond later, but I love what you had to say. It was punchy. It was to the point, and it was very, very true. Merrick Garland and then Foxconn and Clayfish I will hit. The minute we get back, we're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.